In baseball, the road to the 100th anniversary World Series is narrowing. Tonight's game between the Oakland A's and the Boston Red Sox will determine who faces the New York Yankees for the American League Championship. Tomorrow, the Chicago Cubs face the Florida Marlins for the National League title. The Cubs beat the Atlanta Braves last night, winning the right to face the Marlins. It's the first time in 95 years that the Cubs have won a postseason series. Terry Armour is a columnist for the Chicago Tribune. He says Chicagoans hardened by decades of disappointment are still riding high from last night's celebration.
It was like an earthquake rumble. I happen to be kind of situated at a nearby watering hole to Wrigley Field, and literally people at the same time started cheering and clapping and headed into the streets. And it was like the scene was reminiscent of Times Square on New Year's Eve. It was that many people running out of the bars, and the police ended up shutting down quite a few of the streets around Wrigley Field. It was total pandemonium.
Now, we may have some folks listening to us, Terry, who really pay close attention to baseball statistics, and they may point out that the Chicago Cubs were in the playoffs in 1989, but they changed the rules and the way that these stats are kept.
The Cubs have not won a postseason series since 1908. They made the wild card in 1998 and lost in three games to Atlanta Braves. They lost to San Diego in 1984 and lost to the Giants in 1989. It's not so much them getting to the postseason. They've been there a few times since 1908. It's the fact that they finally have won a series that has people spraying champagne and celebrating like they've already won the World Series.
If you live in Chicago and you follow the Cubs, one thing you hear about is the Billy Goat curse. Quickly tell us, what's the curse, what's the Billy Goat, and have they finally stepped out from under this?
Well, there was a problem years ago where Sam Sianis, Mr. Sianis, they wouldn't let him bring a goat into the game. I don't know why, because I would think that maybe the goat didn't have a ticket, Michelle. But but basically, there's been a curse ever since then. You could say it's officially over now, Michelle, because they won, they've advanced, and they're not cursed. The only other thing that might even happen here that could be interesting is if the Boston Red Sox happen to move on, because, you know, they have the curse of the Bambino, you could potentially have a couple of teams in the World Series that allegedly were cursed and have had these curses lifted.
And Boston stayed alive last night with a 5-4 victory over Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty amazing if both these teams advance.
I think that would probably signify the end of the world, Michelle, because if the Cubs and the Red Sox get into the World Series before, you know, the Game 7, it would go to a Game 7, and it would go on and on and on. It would literally mean the end of the world if these two teams happen to get to the World Series.
Terry, there's that other big story in Chicago right now. This is a chance for Chicago to show itself off with fans coming in from all over the country to see these games.
Yeah.
And there's this other problem. The trash isn't being picked up right now.
Yeah. That's a big story here, and it's amazing how much that story has been overshadowed by what the Cubs are doing. That shows you how big the Cubs story is here in town. You know, one of the things that I think Mayor Daley has done here in town is there's something going on behind the scenes to make sure that the city doesn't look bad. And by that I mean, I think some people are some businesses, especially in the Wrigleyville area and especially on Rush Street, they are finding their own ways to get rid of their garbage.
Yeah, when all those Cubs fans show up in town, they have a whiff of hope. They may get a whiff of something else also.
Yeah, that too. And, you know, think about the celebration with people going crazy and partying in the streets. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of trash left behind if these guys win. So it'll be interesting to see if what the Cubs have done right now, if that forces somebody to come up with some kind of deal to get these guys back picking up the trash.
Terry, it's good talking to you.
You too.
Terry Armour is a columnist with the Chicago Tribune.